Unit 3. Olympic Feats. 3F. Exercise 1. Page 27.
Welcome back, listeners. Today on Sportscast, we have Coach Sarah Williams with us. Sarah is an experienced sports trainer who has helped a number of athletes to prepare for the Olympic Games. So, Sarah, can you share with us what it's like training an athlete for the Olympics?
Absolutely. Training an athlete for the Olympics is a challenging but rewarding journey. And the first step of that journey is to create clear goals.
How do you do that?
For example, when I train a runner, I start by looking at event records to see what time they need to achieve to have a chance of winning. I plan their training schedule and give them performance targets to achieve, starting about 2 years before the games. Usually the targets are monthly, meaning they need to improve their speed and time by a certain amount each month.
So, what do the training plans involve?
I usually require my athletes to train 5 or 6 days a week, sometimes as much as 8 hours a day. My plans also include a strict diet, designed to help them keep energy levels high during training sessions and recover quickly after them.
Wow, that's a lot of time spent in the gym. Don't your athletes suffer injuries from overtraining?
Very rarely. Balance is the key to avoiding injuries. The plans I create always include a mix of strength, fitness, and skill exercises. We do different types of exercises each day, and that allows my athletes to rest certain muscles while continuing to train different parts of their bodies.
And what about the mental aspect of training?
Mental fitness is just as important as physical fitness. Since they need to work so hard and spend so much time away from their families, it's my job to make sure athletes get the help they need. For that reason, we have weekly motivation sessions with a sports psychologist. There, my athletes can speak to a professional about how they're feeling and learn practical skills for dealing with the stress and anxiety that comes with competing at such a high level.
Are there any specific strategies you use to keep athletes motivated?
Absolutely. Creating a supportive training environment is crucial. We always look at the positives of a situation and try to think about solutions rather than problems when we work. I also tell my athletes to practice visualization regularly by closing their eyes and picturing what they want to achieve in their sport. This helps them to focus on their goals and gives them the encouragement to keep going.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks again for joining me today, Sarah. It's been wonderful to speak with you.
My pleasure.